Hello folks, here are some special announcements for the month of December 2017. Number one is that we are no longer doing a Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them podcast. We got right up to the recording date, practically minutes away, when Jo Rowling came out with her defence of the continued casting of violent, angry abuser Johnny Depp, a man who has fallen from favour with a great many over the past few years and whose appearance at the end of the first film drew groans of derision from many audiences. It had already been getting tense with director David Yates saying something to similar effect, but there's a company line that people who can easily get fired in favour of a megastar have to toe, so while I am greatly disappointed in everyone who has made excuses for him, I can sort of see why the protection of their job and continued reputation takes precedence. Joe, though, has the power of God in this scenario. Warner Brothers, faced with an ultimatum from her, would drop Depp like a bad habit to retain the creator of this world, which has been, from the very beginning, about kindness and bravery, self-sacrifice, and trying your very best to do the right thing. Joe has inspired a generation, maybe two, including Sharon and myself and Lyra. So when she says,
"Based on our understanding of the circumstances, the filmmakers and I are not only comfortable sticking with our original casting, but genuinely happy to have Johnny playing a major character in the movies."
That feels like an unspeakable betrayal. How many little girls, and little girls now grown into women, have to live in a world where this kind of guy can sweep his misdeeds under the rug and still get paid millions and millions of dollars to act like he's adored by everyone? We're all used to the establishment covering for men like this. We're used to his defenders and those who say it doesn't matter. But not you, Jo Rowling. Not the writer of these books. I would ask you, one of my all-time heroes, to look me in the eye and tell me what Hermione Granger would do in these circumstances. I'm hurting right now, pretty badly, over how much of the books and films that I love have been tainted by this decision. I just don't feel like talking about Newt Scamander and Porpentina and Queenie and Jacob and poor Credence being abused by his mother. Societally acceptable violence going on behind closed doors. It's possible we will return to the series later on, but these are dark and difficult times. If those in a position of power, when faced with this disastrous situation, have to make a choice
between what is right and what is easy,
and decide,
"One hears many things, my lord. Whether the truth is among them is not clear."
Then it falls to us to strike the film from our schedule until further notice. Folks, you're wondering why we haven't done the Pirates of the Caribbean films yet. This is why. In their place, however, you can enjoy the re-release of the original Star Wars trilogy podcasts, now boosted with a ton of material from the commentaries, which few have heard, and we will get straight down to business after that with the return of the Disney Renaissance shows starting at Pocahontas. So you're going to get the whole trilogy all in 1 week. That is like nearly 8 hours worth of listening material, so you will be not short of stuff to put in your ear holes in early January. And then we start on Disney. The other major piece of news is what's happened with Patreon. At the time of me putting this out, and I hope this information dates as a reversal is put into gear, Patreon changed their policy so that you, the patron, now pays the transaction fee. Previously, we, the creator, paid for all of those, and as far as I can tell, most of us were happy to. It was the nature of the beast. There was a figure we would make at the end of the month, and deductions would come off that for the processing through PayPal and the banks and the credit card companies, and a chunk for Patreon themselves. Everyone would take a bit for their service, and we'd get what was left. We were fine with that. Apparently, some people were signing up to some creators' Patreon feeds, loading up on bonus content, and then cancelling before the end of the month, meaning that they got stuff for free. Again, I'd always personally been fine with that. It was a naturally occurring pain in the ass, but I never sweated it, because if people would do that, they're not likely to be long-term supporters, so it's really no loss at all. Obviously, for some creators, this was different, and if physical goods are changing hands, that's a different kettle of fish. The Patreon solution was to make everyone pay up front when they signed up. But then sometimes they ended up paying again when the month rolled around, so that created problems. Say if you signed up on the 28th of January, and then February 1st rolls around and boom, you get charged again. So to eliminate the overlap, each one now has to be done individually, which costs more, and Patreon had to decide whether to hit the creators harder or ask the patrons to cover the fee. They didn't ask us what we thought. As creators, they just put the second plan into action. We still pay a fee of 5% to Patreon for use of their services, but now you guys have to foot the bill for the bank charges. Now, if you pledge $1, you pay $1.40. $3 is $3.50. $10 is $10.60. Comparatively, not much extra in the higher tiers, but a whole heap of difference in the lower tiers. It's kind of like the owner of a shopping mall slapping a 40-cent surcharge on every item in every one of the shops in the mall to help those businesses pay the rent. There were a dozen more elegant ways to do this, and I say again, they didn't ask us. And now Twitter is ablaze with angry creators losing patrons every day as you guys are forced to weigh up who you contribute to each month. The silver lining that Patreon pitched us creators was that not having to pay the fees meant we would get a more consistent amount overall each month. This was delivered with a little bar graph which suggested we'd be making a bit more, and completely ignored the fact that we would be losing a lot of support as a result of this decision. It disregarded the natural ebb and flow of new supporters joining up and others moving on, which means that we could never have expected absolute consistency. We'd never look at our paycheck and go, weren't it? 890? It was 912 last month! This will not stand! You know, it was just what we lived with. It's fine. It was delivered as though we all care about making 12 additional dollars, or 30, or 300, more than we care about making you guys happy, and making the content that you love, as well as delivering extra material for a fair exchange of exact money. You pay $5 a month for bonus podcasts, not $5.50 hidden cents. And that's enough of a difference to have sent some people away from my Patreon, so I'm making less already. And you guys are less happy. And Patreon themselves will be making less this month than they did last month. It's lose, lose, lose. Mikey Newman's already lost $250 worth of contributions. That's $3,000 over a year. Anyone else want to take a $3,000 a year pay cut for this miraculous, dependable new system of payment? And I say again, this was put through without warning. We were never asked. This makes me so sad and angry. I have loved working with Patreon and I intend to stick with them. They've never done anything so ill-judged before, and hearing that this is in aid of pursuing a model where Patreon spotlights big earning creators, turning them into celebrities whilst those with lower takings dwindle, makes me ill. This is a model designed to support artists, not pop stars. And for you guys, the simple pleasure of throwing down a dollar every month to a creator whose work you love now comes with a hefty penalty relative to what you're giving. And that's all kinds of wrong. It treats dollar contributors like an annoyance that can be discarded, when most of us creators have maintained for years, truthfully, that every dollar helps us. Because it does. It particularly singles out the people of lesser means, which in 2017, to use the current year argument, is pretty shockingly off-brand for a platform designed to help creative people step away from bar work and shelf stacking and focus on making things people love. It's rubbish for you, it's rubbish for us, and although the claim is that high earners will now lose less each month in transaction fees, that is of little comfort to everyone else. It's rather like some kind of emergency tax bill being passed, which only benefits those who own more than one yacht and makes life so much harder for those with more than one job. Some of my existing patrons are going to want to up their pledge to compensate for this and stabilize what is effectively my wages. This is a business. It's my job. It doesn't earn me as much as working at the Gap for the same hours, but I love doing it, and I love what we've achieved. The archive of shows, the small but expanding collection of books that I've written, and the audiobooks I've produced from there. I'm an author. Do you know how hard it was before Patreon for any author to get paid anything for what they did? I've seen some creators notice their biggest fans upping their pledge. I'll say right now, don't do that. And you guys who have had to pull out, I have no hard feelings at all, and I support your decision. You have to do what's right for you. I hope you keep listening to our show, and thank you for all the contributions that you've made so far. It did help. For those who haven't yet contributed, if you're thinking about signing up to Patreon to support School of Movies and New Century, hopefully you'll now know what that extra hidden fee means, and you can weigh it up. I assure you, your support, no matter how small, is valued. For those thinking about deleting your pledge to make ends meet, can you give it a few more days? A miracle might happen and Patreon might realize they're hurting everyone, and that's a bad thing. And to Patreon, you've been wonderful for years. Please go back to being like that. Allegedly, there's a certain dollar amount that you guys have decided is quote-unquote life-changing, allowing the artists to quit their job and really focus on their creative output. My monthly total probably falls well short of this undisclosed amount, but I am here to tell you all that it has changed my life. It has made a difference and will continue to do so, no matter what market projections or flowcharts say otherwise. The freedom of expression for the human spirit cannot be measured. And I'm going to carry on making School of Movies and writing New Century. You listeners and you supporters, you patrons, those who believe in what I do and Sharon and the cast of New Century and our guests do, you guys are the life changers. And you're the best. I'll see you next week for Rogue One.